For some people, it's compulsive hoarding. For others, it's obsessing over nutrition. And those who are careful about what they eat have been collecting a lot of food warnings lately. But commentator David Ropeek says it's not necessary to worry too much.
Mad cow disease? Dioxin in farmed salmon? Pesticides on fruits and vegetables? How is anyone who eats supposed to figure out what's safe? The recent study about levels of harmful chemicals in farmed salmon offers some valuable lessons for keeping risk in perspective. The paper found much higher levels of dangerous chemicals in farmed salmon than wild ones. It suggests those levels may make eating farmed salmon more dangerous. That's one way to look at risk. How much more dangerous is one thing than another? That's called relative risk. But another fact you should look for is what's called absolute risk. How likely is something to kill you or make you sick, not compared to anything else, just on its own? The EPA says if you eat one serving of wild salmon every month for 70 years, it raises your lifetime risk of getting cancer by 1 in 100,000. Eat the same amount of farmed salmon every month for 70 years, and your relative risk may double or triple. But your absolute risk is still only 2 or 3 in 100,000. The absolute risk is still pretty low. Here's another lesson from that research. Remember to compare risks against benefits. As the authors of the paper note, salmon contains omega-3 polyunsaturated acids, which reduce the likelihood of heart disease, the leading cause of death in America. So if you avoid farmed salmon, you eliminate one low risk, but you have to give up a benefit that's probably bigger. Finally, the salmon exposure the EPA says is harmful is perfectly safe, according to the Food and Drug Administration and the World Health Organization. That's another clue to how big or small a risk might be. Risk standards vary. If something violates everybody's standards, it's probably a bigger risk. But if it doesn't, it's probably relatively small. Overreacting to relatively low risks can be dangerous. So can underreacting to bigger ones. Relying on any single piece of evidence to decide which is a risky idea all by itself.
The comments of David Ropeek, Communications Director at the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.